June 30th, 1901. Signs to know whether the soul possesses grace. As I was in my usual state, my most sweet Jesus made himself seen for a short time, all transfused in me. And he told me, "My daughter, do you want to know what the signs are to know whether the soul possesses my grace?" And I, "Lord, as it pleases your most holy goodness." So he replied, "The first sign to see whether the soul possesses my grace is that in anything that belongs to God, which she may hear or see externally, she feels a sweetness, a gentleness fully divine in her interior, which is not comparable to anything human and terrestrial. It happens as to that mother who, even from the breath or from the voice, recognizes the fruit of her womb in the person of her child, and she delights with joy. Or as to intimate girlfriends who, in conversing together, manifest to each other the same sentiments, inclinations, joys, afflictions. And since each one finds her own things sculpted within the other, they take such pleasure in them, such joy, and find them so endearing that they cannot detach themselves. In the same way, the interior grace that resides in the soul, on seeing externally the fruit of her own womb, that is, upon recognizing herself in those things which form her very essence, corresponds with them, and makes the soul experience such joy and sweetness that one cannot express it. The second sign is that the speaking of the soul who possesses grace is peaceful, and has the virtue of casting peace into others. So much so, that the same things said by one who does not possess grace make no impression and bring no peace, while if they are spoken by one who possesses grace, they operate in a marvelous way and restore peace in the hearts. Moreover, my daughter, grace strips the soul of everything and makes of her humanity a veil with which to remain covered, in such a way that, as the veil is torn, one finds paradise in the soul who possesses her. So, it is no wonder that true humility, obedience, and the like are found in that soul, because there is nothing left of her but a simple veil, and one can see with clarity how it is all grace that acts within her, that maintains all virtues in order for her, and keeps her in continuous attitude toward God.